radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate them, fabricate. Come be sit back till
it's too late.
Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, yes, we are the Wednesday night edition of the program, Rick Adams Uncensored. And tonight we have another varied and different program. And tonight we're going to split up a couple of hours tonight with first hour and second hour. And first hour we're going to have on, and she's already on the line, Bonnie, and Bonnie, of course, Bonnie Hoag, that is, of the Bonfire Coalition, has specialized in a number of environmental, eco, chemical, and weather modification issues. And you heard her on the program, folks, just a couple of weeks back, I think, when we were doing the the United We Strike marathon on the radio. So Bonnie is with us now. Then in the second hour, some changes to the marathon and the telethon, or if you will, radiothon for United We Strike. Karen Tostado will come on the program to tell us much of what's happening and how things are picking up gear. So right now, let me welcome Bonnie to the program again. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, it's a pleasure, of course. You know, we were getting into some of the things that, when you were with us the last time, that were so overwhelming,
yeah.
I think, many. So
yeah.
Big, so important. You know, and here you were just explaining them as simply as you could, and you have been investigating a lot of these problems, investigating these issues, and there are many of them, many environmental, chemical, biochemical, nuclear issues going on today that are just seemingly overwhelming. So given that reality, I'm glad that you're able to spend another hour with us tonight to at least give us some more basics of what you're looking into right now. And before
sure.
we go into our first break, why don't you tell us tonight a little bit more about yourself, the coalition, and what you're looking at tonight?
Well, oh, many things at once, but the Bonfire Coalition was born really out of desperation, you could say, when I first saw the pluming jet trails, and I'm in eastern New York State, but they are global,
mm-hmm.
And realized that they were not normal aircraft condensation, and could not be convinced that it was, because I've been around long enough that I could not believe that that was true. And, so I became, really just, overwhelmed, actually, seeing it being overwhelmed by not knowing what they were, but knowing that it was really wrong and that I could watch them be laid down. And at that point, they were mostly in grids or X's or parallel lines, and then they would expand, plume out, and combine, and then haze the sky, occlude the sun, haze the sky. Well, of course, since then, we've learned that these persistent jet contrails, or what people call chemtrails in common parlance, we don't use that term in the Bonfire Coalition, but are we going to a break?
Yes, we are. You're very observant. Okay, you can come right back to that point when we return. Our guest is Bonnie Hoag, folks. Stay with us. 3 minutes. We'll come right back.
Hey. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the Earth.
All right, we're back now with Bonnie. And Bonnie, you were just giving us a little bit of a view of your own experiences with what you saw in this part of the country. And then where did you go from there now? What happened next?
Yeah, by the way, what was that last little excerpt about depopulating the Earth?
I had a feeling you might ask me that. I don't know, I'm telepathic. You know? Well, that's just a clip of dialogue from The Time Machine.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Movie The Time Machine with Rod Taylor.
Well, actually I was really threatened by what I saw in the sky, and I was getting absolutely no help from the media, no help from my legislators, because they really just were ridiculing me, kind of rolling their eyes and saying, please, it's just condensation trails. Go, stop it. So fortunately, I found my way to Rosalind Peterson of California Sky Watch. And now, actually, a couple of years later, the Bonfire Coalition's website is housed at Rosalind Peterson's two sites, one of them being the Agriculture Defense Coalition.org, and the other CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Mm-hmm. And so I found she has been such a mentor to me, and she at the site, the Agriculture Defense Coalition site, anyone who goes there, if they use the internet, can type in the issue that they're interested in that's related to atmospheric or Navy war games or many, many different things. And she has thousands and thousands of documents which she has amassed through her own research that are there. So it's really like visiting a library, and often documents that you wouldn't maybe easily or quickly get your hands on. So it's a brilliant place to visit if one wants to do. And I urge everybody, of course, let's all do our own research. Let's not only be the media, let's be the journalists and the investigative reporters as well. So I've been in contact by way of email mostly, telephone sometimes, with people all over the world, because the issue is a global issue. The hazing of the sky, the atmosphere, which is said to, the intention is to mitigate global warming by reflecting back the heat of the sun. And it's currently being discussed in our Congress and in the UK Parliament as something that might have to be implemented to mitigate global warming. They call it Plan B. If people can't stop contributing to the heating of the planet. And frankly, I do think we have personal responsibility. However, many of us believe that persistent jet contrails are not innocent, and they are, in fact, themselves geoengineering. In fact, I would go as far as to say that the solar radiation geoengineering technique is already implemented, and they're just in the process now of legitimizing it. So that's very disturbing. But there are several approaches that have been discussed and promoted to mitigate global warming, and all of them really sound like the workings of a Dr. Strangelove or Strangelove clones is what I'm thinking these days. Remember, he was the guy who ultimately just let the big, the big
How
bomb.
I Learned to Love the Bomb, huh?
Yes, that's it, exactly. Yeah, well, I remember when I saw that film, and it was a long time ago that I saw it, I was shocked. I had never seen a film that ended so badly, and I thought, no, this can't happen. Mm-hmm. And yet I feel every day we are witnessing the sacrifice, the murder, if I could be even more dramatic, of this exquisite planet, which we all share, not only with humans, but with all other beings. And so I'm pretty fierce, and at least I fancy I am, and I'm pretty angry. And this research that I've been doing has led me to create a program, which we, I and another Bonfire Coalition person are doing. We're calling it Who Owns the Weather? And Cindy Pakulis, who is, in fact, I know that she was interviewed by Karen Tostada. Was it last week, 2 weeks ago? I'm a little lost in time here.
Yeah, within the last few weeks.
Yeah, and she's done some very interesting research, which we call Connect the Dots. And lately, we've been going not only to the various corporations that seem to be running the world, and of course, I'm sure you know that corporations now have the status of an individual, which is extremely dangerous. And it seems as though it's actually a handful of people who are making these decisions about how our atmosphere will be and has been commandeered for military purposes. And this has all led us to begin to examine biological warfare and how the Earth, how the atmosphere is being used to bring to us another aerosol program, which I'm going on a limb a little bit here, but I think it's fair to say, just because I now have about seven books on this issue, that there are two ways that the delivery of non-lethal weapons, which are intended only to debilitate rather than to kill, can be delivered. There are three that actually that are popular, I guess. One is aerosol, one is insects, and the third is fomites, which would be to contaminate people's their bedding or their the things they eat off of, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's not. It feels as though Earth and Sky are actually meeting in regard to our research. This, for me, comes from my own tangle with what's called Lyme disease. But many of us now say, well, it shouldn't be called Lyme disease. It should be named after, certainly in our neck of the woods, should be named after Plum Island off the tip of Long Island, where we think it has fanned out from. But there's so much history of disease being dropped on people experimentally and then sort of watch the progress of the disease in a certain population, which is reprehensible. They talk about informed consent. Well, this is certainly not that. So you see, we're a little bit all over the place because there is so much that seems to be oddly coming together.
And have you been able to form a conclusive consensus on all of this that we're speaking about, whether it's the chemtrails or the bioengineering factors or any of the other issues pertaining to the environment and the destruction, the military applications of these weapon systems that are being used? Have you come to a conclusion that as to who and what are ultimately behind them now?
Well, you know, when I'm offering a program to humans who can barely even see that the sky is being lacerated by pluming trails, I don't try to give them conclusions. And I hesitate to do it even now because I feel as though the information keeps coming in. And I have to say that I feel that there is an intention to cause injury, and I'm not going to name names, I think, though, or even it seems to me too complex. I mean, all right, I'm sort of dancing around it a little bit. It's hard for me even to say because certainly when you get talking about these issues with people who have been researching them, terms like the Bilderberg Group comes up, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, NATO in Europe as a pawn, you could say, of a handful of people. It feels really like a handful of people or corporations who keep popping up. In fact, someone just told me, and I haven't researched it, but I think it's from a fairly reliable source, that Blackwater has been purchased by Monsanto. That sounds really very perilous to me, Blackwater. And someone said, well, why would Monsanto need to have a police force, as it were? And I'm not even ready to begin to think about what Monsanto might do with Blackwater.
The suppositions could be endless, but but the thing that we've talked about this many times and with some people on this program who have done similar research. And the question is always on the part of skeptics, to what end are these things being done? And is it not so innocuous, and is it far more sinister than we have been led to believe as well? So what is your consensus or your opinion, your assessment so far? Do you have
in that regard, I'm not sure what we've been led to believe, because it seems to me there's a complete blackout on any of this. But would you just repeat your first part of your question again?
I'm just asking as far as the question, to what end is all of this? Exactly. Now we got
everybody
the break coming
asked.
Up anyway. Hang on, because we're going to take a break, and I don't want to interrupt you in mid sentence. So that'll give you time to formulate
myself.
Some thoughts on that, okay? And we'll do that. We come back with Bonnie, and Bonnie Hogue is our guest in this hour, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what she's finding that may be a little frightening a little scary to people. So you stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and continue to support RBN.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All right, we're back now, and Bonnie, don't ask me who that was, because I think you know. All right, we're back
with
Bonnie.
Oh, he spoke the truth.
Yeah, Freudian slip here and there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh,
now,
what a
guy. So, yeah, I was asking you about to what end, you know, in your view. We've got different people on different researchers, and some of the people in the so-called truth movement and alternative radio making new documentaries about planes and where they're coming from, who's commissioning them, and so forth. What are your thoughts so far, or what have you found now in this coalition and what you've done that would give us some concrete examples to look at?
Well, you know, I would like to respond to a slightly different nuanced question that you asked before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I have found is that very often people will say, well, why would they want to do this to us? That doesn't make any sense. They are vulnerable to this as well.
Exactly.
And we are in an entirely new world of a new reality, honestly, which to me seems like a surreality. And if we continue to ask the questions that we would have asked before things became so crazy, we're not going to make progress towards seeing what it is that's happening. I think we have a very narrow view of what this could mean or how things could unfold. And if indeed those who are injuring us or desire to injure us, or maybe we're just consequential, it's just an unfortunate consequence that we should be injured, because maybe whatever it is they're attempting to do really has very little to do with us humans. We just are so full of ourselves, we think it does. But if we continue to ask those questions, we're not going to get anywhere near the truth of it. So when people say to me, but why would they want to do this, I would say, you have to stop asking those questions, because they will eliminate that possibility of seeing what's happening. It's a very odd little schism that I've never had as an experience before as an activist. Is that your experience of it too?
Not necessarily in my case, but I think that the thing is, I'm not a scientist, but from the scientific viewpoint, I guess one of the things that you do is you assemble data, right?
Mm-hmm.
You assemble things, facts, data, and then you begin to observe them in the data that you have before them, before yourself, that is, and then try to connect the dots. Again, I'm not a scientist, so I can't give you the exact formula for doing things, but I would assume that what we see from different forces, different observances, when you follow the lines, and I've told you about some people like Jennifer Lake and her work in these areas and what she has found so far.
Mm-hmm.
And how she became victimized by people tracking and trailing her, because it was leading her to suspicious and interesting people, people who owned planes, people who had companies and these so-called corporate interests that you referred to as front groups for whomever. And that we find that as you dig more and you start assembling data and you ask questions as to why these things are being done, and you look at companies like Monsanto and many others now, and you have to ask yourself exactly what is it they're accomplishing and what is it they seek to do. We hear so much about the WHO reports, you know, the WHO and the United Nations and people that finance the UN and people that are bringing together the New World Order, as they call it. You know, all of this is leading to some pretty significant health issues. But not only health issues for people and wildlife and animals and insects and so forth, but for the very foundation of the earth itself.
Yeah.
So it's very intriguing, very interesting to observe all of this. And I know you're working in so many areas, so many projects. So I have to throw it back in your lap, only because I'm not really qualified myself to come to scientific conclusions. And I wouldn't want to venture into that area, but based on what I've read from others and seen from others, including some very interesting videos, it is very compelling. By the way, I should mention at this point, it's very interesting that if people were to go to G. Edward Griffin, for instance, and I'm pretty sure you must be familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He has a new film on the subject of chemtrails. And Karen Testato, in fact, has also mentioned it. And if you go to the site that is there, and there's video on YouTube, for instance, you'd be able to see a little bit of the link to his new video. He is one who has pioneered in many areas, many different programs, many different issues. And years ago, from cancer therapy and world without cancer, now to chemtrails. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You're getting a little sample of this right now. Let's see if we can catch this. All right, hang on, folks. Here's the YouTube audio. The reality zone. Well, that's G. Edward Griffin's Truth Media. And really, it's very fascinating what it produces. I'm just going to have to try to shut it off, because actually it could go on and on and on and on and on. But we're going to take a break anyway right now, folks. And let's do that. All right, let's take a break. Come back with you, and we'll continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Okay, we're back, folks. And here we are with Bonnie Hogan. Bonnie, I mean, the way it just came on me quickly, I'm sorry for that. We weren't able to really handle it because of the break coming up. But this is we were hearing the beginning intro of the Lone Star production that G. Edward Griffin is involved in. It's a YouTube video, actually, and it introduces the subject of chemtrails, but I don't want to take time away from your own commentary. So did you want to continue in what you're working on in your own research at this point? Go ahead,
very,
tell us.
Very much so. I really love philosophizing and do spend a lot of time trying to sort out how these pieces go together in this puzzle. But it occurs to me that your listeners might actually like to know some of the documents that we're using to begin to form some, well, it does, you do begin to create some conclusions. But let's just for a moment, if you don't mind, I'm going to spend a moment here with some of the patents that are in place that your listeners may not be aware of.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, one of the famous ones from our point of view is the well, this is not specifically a patent. This is a U.S. Air Force document that I'm reading from right now. Chaff and flares, but we're going to just focus on chaff for a moment. That's C-H-A-F-F. Chaff and flares are defensive countermeasures. I'm reading directly from the U.S. Air Force website, a document from the U.S. Air Force website. They're defensive countermeasures used on aircraft to confuse radar and heat-seeking missiles. Chaff is used as a decoy for radar-seeking missiles and is made of glass silicate fibers with an aluminum coating. The fibers are approximately 60% glass fiber and 40% aluminum by weight. The typical Air Force RR-180 chaff bundle contains about 150 grams of chaff, or about 5 million fibers. The fibers are 25 microns in diameter and typically 1 to 2 centimeters in length. In 1997, and I wish I had a more current number here, but in 1997, the Air Force used about 1.8 million bundles worth worldwide. Well, of course, these do fall out of the atmosphere after a certain period of time. And even though they are being given the description as something that's used to as a decoy for radar-seeking missiles, I've just sort of begun to think that chaff is aluminum-coated glass fiber, or fiberglass is what is being laid down atmospherically. That is at least one of the things, I should say, globally, atmospherically, which is contributing to the haze. Now, that's just a guess on my part, but when you think of that kind of distribution, 1.8 million bundles worldwide in 1 year, and in each bundle about 150 grams of chaff or about 5 million fibers, if you think of that being laid down atmospherically, even regionally rather than globally over a period of time, without permission of people, without any environmental impact statements, it's just this kind of arrogance and this assumption that they can do anything they damn well please, and it really makes me angry. Another one of the patents, that once again, it has no oversight. There's no regulation in these. You and I could well, I mean, it's not easy necessarily to get a U.S. patent, but once you've got it, we could distribute these things into the atmosphere with impunity. It's called, this one is actually kind of famous among those of us who have been working to find out what is falling out of the trails. It's the stratospheric Welsbach seeding for reduction of global warming. So they're right up front about it. That's the actual name of the patent, and the U.S. patent number is 5003186 from 1991. And here's what it says in the abstract. By the way, this, the assignee was the Hughes Aircraft Company, which is certainly interesting to some of us. The abstract says, a method is described for reducing atmospheric or global warming resulting from the presence of heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere, i.e. from the greenhouse effect. Such gases are relatively transparent to sunshine, but absorb strongly the long wavelength infrared radiation released by the Earth. And then let's see if I can tell you what the ingredients are in this. There is a proprietary ingredient. Welsbach formula actually is considered proprietary, and you wouldn't think anything would be allowed in our atmosphere without us all being able to know precisely what it is. But the oxides of metal, aluminum oxide, thorium oxide, and then this Welsbach material are some of the materials that can be put into the atmosphere without our permission, without any kind of regulation. Not that I have such confidence in the Environmental Protection Agency or any of our state agencies, but to protect us, certainly. But when you think about that, and that's just, now we've just got two things that could be in the atmosphere. Let me have this one, another U.S. patent. Combustible composition. Compositions for generating aerosols, particularly suitable for cloud modification and weather control and aerosolization process. And listen to what this recipe can include. Let me see, I've got to find that place here. All right. A combustible composition, this is, I'm reading directly from the U.S. patent. combustible composition for generating aerosols for the control and modification of weather conditions consisting of a readily oxidizable substance selected from the group consisting of aluminum, magnesium, alkaline metals, and alkaline earth metals, an oxidizing agent selected from the groups consisting of A, sulfur and sulfur-yielding compounds, and B, organic and inorganic nitrates, alkaline metal, ammonium chlorates, and perchlorates. And that's just sort of it in a nutshell. And for those who might be interested in the patent number, again, this one is RE29142, and that one is from February of 1977. Interesting.
Oh, yes. That's going back quite a few years, isn't it?
Let me see. I have another favorite one. Oh, well, this isn't my favorite, but what the heck. powder contrail generation. So we actually have a patent from 1975, powder contrail generation. The abstract says light scattering pigment powder particles, surface treated to minimize in-particle cohesive forces, are dispensed from a jet mill deagglomerator as separate single particles to produce a powder contrail having maximum visibility or radiation scattering ability for a given weight material. And it says in a later page of this document, they are using titanium dioxide.
Oh.
Let's see here. Here's another.
Well, let me ask you at this point now, did you allude a few moments ago to the notion that this was being employed as a way of combating global warming?
Well, that's what they actually
your
say.
Your ostensible reasons?
Well, I mean, that's what it says in the patent, though one of the patents. That was the stratospheric Wells-Box heating for reduction of global warming. And there are many, many, anybody wants to begin to research on their own these patents, they actually probably could do that at Rosalind Peterson's site, the Agriculture Defense Coalition.org. All of us should be doing this,
as far
as I'm concerned, and it's fascinating. It's actually even seductive once you start doing it.
Yeah.
But yes,
it's interesting the way Rosalind Peterson has come up with the name, the Agriculture Defense Coalition, because it does apply basically to as basic a fundamental thing as the food chain and the growing and the farming, and all of this is having some impact on them. You see what it's doing and the potential here for the coming famine and food crises. I can see these things like coming into focus here as I'm speaking to you, and how they can be engineered.
Yeah, and all of this, so you could say all of this is geoengineering.
Sure.
Because it's engineering the atmosphere and the relationship between the earth and the sky, if I may be poetic for a moment.
The sun, the earth, the sky, yes, all of
this. Yeah, I mean, that which sustains us. And it's a beautiful planet. It's so infuriating that it should be so abused.
Well, we went through this thing, with the chlorofluorocarbons. And I used to use cleaners, for instance, that contained them.
Yes.
That contained these chlorofluorocarbons. And I know that there was danger then. These chemical companies that developed them for various applications, it's interesting to look back to the timeline with them, too. And particularly in the post-war era, all of these chemical companies that were springing up, and they do tie into some of the big international families as well, so it's interesting to look at what they've done and how they've used them, and then the dangers that would be cited following all of this, and now the cleanup. So now it becomes a question to me in my mind, which is not, as I said, a scientific mind but an observant one, is that we have a problem, and then we have a opposition to a problem, and now we have another cure for the problem. And is the cure worse than the disease?
Historically, it does seem to be. When you're speaking of agriculture, I wonder if your listeners are aware of the patented aluminum toxicity-resistant seed crop that has been developed by genetically modified methods. Are you aware of that?
That particular one, no, but we've been getting hints about them, yeah.
Well, the reason why we find that one to be so curious is because if one of the main things that is falling out of the atmosphere is aluminum in one form or another, mm-hmm. and most specifically aluminum oxide,
right.
and we are contaminating our soil and our water and,
yes.
and with aluminum, then it would make sense in a perverse sort of way to have a company or a group of a consortium develop a genetically modified seed crop. I'm thinking, you know, a company like Monsanto or some consortium like Monsanto and others that would then perhaps be very expensive to buy but would be absolutely necessary if you wanted to grow a crop. And the crops that are mentioned in the information about the patent are soy and barley and wheat and corn, and then they kind of have like an et cetera after that, as though
mm-hmm.
this could be applied to many food
mm-hmm.
crops.
Mm-hmm.
Bad enough what's happened with things like our corn crops and our wheat crops moving so far away
mm-hmm.
from food that is actually nourishing and
right.
rather tends to be crippling to those who are consuming it in whatever form.
Mm-hmm.
But then to have this antidote to aluminum toxicity is it just seems startlingly obvious to me.
Yeah.
And you know, the more you, and I think this would be true for you too, because you say you have you are an observer, and that's really what I'm doing. I'm reading and I'm taking in information, and some of it I'm taking in and processing intuitively. You know, that's another thing in our process of our human abilities that has been disdained, and we've been separated from our ability to understand the world intuitively, not only intellectually or academically or whatever the other might be.
Yes.
And I think part of what many of us are finding right now is we are really trying to develop or redevelop or rediscover our native, our God-given, I think you would say, our native gifts, among which are our ability to derive information not only intellectually but also, you could say, atmospherically maybe, the way that we put things together. So I think there are many people who are saying, you know, sure, we can read all of this and it devastating, the more you read, it could be anyway,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not just going to read it, I'm going to try to intuit it as well, so it's not just an intellectual process, and I find this more balanced than what I would see the scientific community generally doing, although you do have scientists, and I think they would be probably the best of our scientists who rely on intuition and, you know, a hunch or that an intimation that leads them in a certain direction. But generally, this is a part of our human capacity that is really disdained and marginalized, separated from
mm-hmm.
us, I think,
mm-hmm.
by way of the education system.
Now, Karen is listening, too, on the network, and, you know, Karen has been friendly with you for a long time. She's asking me.
Well, not a long time. We really just met, but it was
well,
really
long.
Serendipitous.
That's long enough. Anyway, she's asking me to ask you.
Okay.
If, in fact, you are stating that you personally believe in the basis of global warming, the thesis that's put forth.
You know, hi, Karen. I have actually, I've lost interest in that whole argument, and there are people whom I exchange emails with who are involved in a very vibrant debate about global warming and climate change. It
mm-hmm.
seems actually irrelevant to me, and I know that must sound crazy to some people. I think much, much more important to me, and it's just that I don't care about it, honestly, at this point, which is probably would annoy many people, but I really don't care about that as an argument, because it seems to me it's specious when we are contaminating our atmosphere with what is considered to be a solution.
Yeah, that's what I was pointing out just a moment ago. It's like a dialectic in itself, you see.
Which part? The arguments and discussion?
Well, yeah, the whole global warming leading to opposition to it, leading to combating it. And it's like the business of fighting disease, you know, with the pharmaceutical, big pharma, mm-hmm. where they actually create a disease, create diseases, create sickness, and then offer more solutions to the sickness, which, of course, are even more deadly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same scenario in my mind, anyway.
Well, I can relate to that, yeah.
I think we all can.
So I don't mean, I'm not trying to avoid the question. I just, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. For the reasons that you were just stating, I guess, really.
And then this whole business of climate change and what causes it. This is definitely, something that we don't even have to get into because it isn't even necessarily directly relevant to what you're talking about and the people and what they're doing in this military complex that we have.
We have
no control over it.
We're all suffering
from that
complex.
We, the average person, what's that?
I said we're all suffering from that complex.
Yeah, I'm saying to you, Bonnie, that we, the average people, have no control, as we know.
Well, we have to stop thinking of ourselves as average.
We have no control over what the military does. Neither does the Congress. Neither does the elected body, so-called, in Congress, because they themselves are not aware of what's going on. We'll have to come right back. Stay with me, folks.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Oh, Okay, here we are back again, and we're speaking with Bonnie, and Bonnie Hogue is her name, and talking about this Bonfire Coalition and the Agriculture Defense Group and .org. That is one of the groups where you can find Bonnie's work, and what she's talking about right now has intrigued our next guest, who is coming up in the next hour anyway, and we're going to let her, if you don't mind, Bonnie, to join in on this discussion and maybe further probe you as well as to what you're doing. Do you wish to have Karen join us? I think you might.
Oh,
huh?
I guess so.
All right. Well, you know, you don't have to if you...
No,
you
no,
want
I'd
talk.
Love to have her join us.
All right, okay. I knew you'd say yes. All right, because all three of us, I think, might make for a little more of a probe here. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Rick, and hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Karen.
Well, so Karen, now you've been listening, and you've heard what we've talked about so far, and what specifically, in really had you asked the question to me... you know, for Bonnie, on this global warming thing, and what is going on here? Do we have two or three different factors here, or do we have two or three different competing theses going on, or what is actually, in your opinion, based on what you've heard Bonnie say so far tonight, and what you've heard her say in the past, what are your thoughts so far? Do you see it as a dialectic here or not?
Well, yes, and I see it also as population control. When you have the UN in their own documents talking about wanting to only have 500 million people on the planet, when you see the Georgia Guidestones, when you hear other folks talking about actively looking into depopulation, and Bill Gates speaking about how he absolutely loves vaccinations, and if we focus there, we can lower the population. When you realize that... This has been happening for 50 years since the Vietnam War, possibly before that. I'm not an expert on it, but it's a very dark picture indeed. My husband and I live in Oregon in a very heavily chemtrailed area, and we've been pointing it out to our neighbors for the past 2 years, and unfortunately most of them have no clue as to what it is. Well, the movie came out today, the What in the World Are They Spraying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a link on the homepage of taxfree15.com, folks, if you want to watch it, and I highly, highly encourage you to do it. I'm not finished with it yet, but aluminum is definitely one of the major components and contributes to Alzheimer's and collects aluminum oxide and shuts down organic organisms. Barium is also toxic. I remember a couple of years ago driving in Colorado and noticing how the trees, the beautiful trees in the forest, were just dead. And we're seeing that start here as well, and it looks like this has something to do with it. That movie is very important. It's a documentary, and I think that people should see it.
Yeah, and you also mentioned titanium oxide as well. I believe you brought that up, Bonnie, didn't you?
In one of the patents, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's such a soup. I mean, it's an amazing soup of opportunity for contaminating our atmosphere.
It's a soup that you don't want to consume, though.
That's right. I don't want to breathe it in.
Well, now, what you're all saying here makes so much sense. Anyway, it's logical. I know there are those who will poo-poo it. There are those in the media, the government, the scientific community who say, oh, it's a bunch of hocus-pocus conspiracy theory type of stuff. But really, they haven't come up with an alternative. We'll be right back in 1 minute, though, to talk some more. Stay with us, folks.
It's true.